Something else?
Yes, I'm having a hard time understanding something, but I don't know how to form a question out of it. I will try. In the Holy Dome, there is as well material energy and spiritual, or is it completely kind of spiritual, because for the whole creation there is like 1/4 is material and 3/4 are spiritual energy, but because somebody is in a dome doesn't mean that he's like, even though he's doing service, if he's not conscious of or having attitude about it, kind of putting him in illusion as well. So when Dham is kind of revealing, is it like that we become aware of this slowly, this other aspect, this more into this other third of the aspect of spirituality, or is it like consciousness is a symptom of the soul, so if it, when it's elevating, it's totally like internal process, or can it go like outside of the body, or is it just like internal in a sense of this energy? If you kind of see where I'm going, because my English is quite bad and I don't know how to form the question out of this confusion.
The Dham, Dham is Mayapur, Vrindavan, it's all pervading, it's everywhere. And just like Krishna is also everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. It's like Krishna may be everywhere. He's in this table and so on, but we don't see him because of our lack of consciousness, Krishna consciousness. As we become more conscious, we become more aware, actually, of Krishna's presence everywhere, like Ramananda Roy. He sees Krishna, or Radha and Krishna, wherever he's looking. And same way, Svetadvip, spiritual abode, is fully manifest here in by Messiah of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because our consciousness is material, so we see matter. And the more our consciousness becomes purified, then we see that we're at Chintamani Dham, that we're walking on Chintamani. And we see the real form of everything that's actually here. So for materialistically minded people, then they'll continue to see just some part of Bengal. And as someone becomes Krishna conscious, then he'll see, and then he enters into that along with everything else that's there. So it's not 1/4, 3/4. Some part is down, some part that's sort of a to give us a understanding of Krishna's potencies and Krishna's creation. But rather, the spiritual world is unlimited and all-pervading and everywhere. And doesn't that spiritual world, part of that spiritual world, is the material world, which is limited and full of conditioned souls who the vital consciousness, see spirit materially, but ultimately everything's spiritual. So actually it's very interesting, in the 11th canto, Uddhava is asking Krishna, tell me the difference between conditioned souls, describe to me conditioned souls and liberated souls, and your position. And Krishna says, actually there's no such thing as conditioned souls and liberated souls, or conditioned souls, so that everybody's liberated. And as far as he's concerned, there's no question of him being liberated, because liberated means that you can be unliberated or something else. So he says he's both live beyond the liberated. But he says conditioned soul is just liberated souls who identify with something as being separate from Krishna, and therefore they see everything materially. Which is similar to what Srila Prabhupada said about leaving the spiritual world. Prabhupada said actually we're still in the spiritual world. And just like here, we're in the spiritual world, but when you see something separate from Krishna, then it looks like we're in Bengal. Mm-hmm. And it requires first real purification of consciousness, and then it requires the mercy of the Dham and the mercy of Dhameshwara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to actually let us see things as they are, and then we can really enter into the Dham. And that's why one needs to conduct oneself appropriately, because the more we behave like we're in Bengal or who knows where, then we lose the favor of the Dham, and we don't really gain access. We can't gain access. So Dham Aparad is very important. We avoid committing offenses. Otherwise, then making good, like with everything, holy name and so on, then it becomes a real place, all kinds of obstacles in our own path to being in Mayapur, being in Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, and when Krishna was present, then Vrindavan looked like Goloka to those who went there. When Krishna left, then the Dham became actually covered. Became invisible. Literally, it became invisible like that. And so only what we see now became visible. That Vishtavan Dham that you see, that sort of people defined by what they do there. The more houses they build, the more, like Prabhupada said, that Jumna Devi is going further and further away from Vrindavan because of offenses. They build golf courses, then like that the Dham retreats further and further. So they're being very humble, being very Krishna conscious, and rendering service to the Dham like like Shamananda Pandit did, sweeping. Even we have in Mula Prakriti, where she's writing about Srila Prabhupada from some people who were there. Says how Prabhupada would sweep the courtyard of Radha Damodar courtyard. Shama the Pandit would go and sweep. So that dam seva, it's like serve the Sankirtan mission by chanting and distributing books and distributing prasad. So also serving the dam in very nice, meager ways. And then when dam is pleased, then reveal everything that's here to us. Just like devotees, or great devotees in the past, had that opportunity. Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, they all came. They saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. They saw the Dham Pandavas were here. Lord Ramachandra,